Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store at Lowe's.com for details.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The line between killer and hero is thinner than you think. You're listening to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke.
It's a situation you don't hear of all that often, unless it's maybe in a movie or something, which is a rare thing to say these days. But it happened. Kentucky Sheriff Sean Mickey Steins has been charged with the murder of his longtime friend, District Judge Kevin Mullins. The two went out for lunch that day, as they often do, talking about different things. It's a small community. The sheriff and the judge are kind of like this. They're tight. And something happened. Something took place that made that sheriff pull his service revolver out and shoot the judge multiple times over in his chamber on camera. What exactly took place? What caused this massive deviation in behavior? That's the question we're asking. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreeke, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. We talk about behavior arcs all the time on this program, and this does not seem to be a common thing for Kentucky Sheriff Sean Mickey to just go and randomly shoot at people. What's your take on this situation and where we're at?
I hit the whole thing right there. When you have a massive deviation from an observed behavior, there's information that was learned that caused that massive change of behavior. But I will throw in there that's an interesting problem-solving solution the sheriff came up with, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so here I am. I've learned things about life and people in my life. Now, granted, the extent of which he probably learned about, again, there's conjecture going around involving his daughter and everything else that would trigger someone. I haven't had an incident in my life where I've learned a bit of information that would trigger a response of violence to death. Not saying anything. It's just I found his solution for solving that problem and dealing with it. I was curious about how much of a deviation was that for him, because. Yeah. Had he thought about that before? Has he dealt with that before? I mean, has he ever pulled a firearm on someone before? I mean, that was a massive deviation. So I think as this unfolds, there's going to be other data points that say there's some trouble afoot. I doubt if this was the first time that there's been some challenging things in the sheriff's life. That he had a struggle with coming to a rational decision about how to solve that problem.
It would take a lot. I mean, there's things I think almost all of us, you know, I think at some point, if you were met with that sort of information, you may be tempted to do the same thing. I guess it comes down to self-control if one were to actually go to the lengths that he did. But there's only certain pieces of information that I think would make most of us rational, healthy individuals go that far, and would probably involve our kids. And what we do know, and it's all we do know, is that he likely found his daughter's phone number on the judge's phone, tried calling his daughter from the judge's phone, as well as his own, right before this all went down. Now, that's where the speculation runs wild. Where are we going with this? Why was the number on the judge's phone? You know, was there a reason? Is there a logical reason why it might be? Now, was he a coach of something? Was there I don't know. I mean, there could be logical reasons for this that are not nefarious. But most of them seem kind of nefarious. If you have an adult with a child's phone, of the opposite sex phone number on your phone. I'm assuming there was more than just the phone number that was on that phone that caused that sort of, at least I hope to, not hoping in like in a way, like I hope nothing was going on, but to just find the phone number and pull out a weapon and shoot him, I think would be a bit extreme. That's why I'm guessing there's probably a bit more to the story.
Still made a choice to take a life.
Yeah.
And so to me, it'll just be interesting how much time he gets in jail.
Yeah.
And he did it. I mean, there's no denying it. And the motivations behind it.
Heat of passion. Heat of passion is what the defense is arguing.
Yeah. And I get that. But still, he still made a choice.
He did.
You know, to take a life. You know, the recent books I've noted with you before, you know, on the other shows, you know, Gavin DeBecker's, you know, Gift of Fear, as well as Obsession by John Douglas, you know, both of them iterate. In any of these cases that deal with someone committing murder, people can justify it as much as they want, but they still made a choice to take a human being's life outside of the criminal justice system, outside of everything. They made a choice to take a life.
Yeah.
And this is no debating this one. He took a life.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, it's not that he's denying it.
So yeah.
And while come down to how it can defend it.
Yeah, exactly. And in our criminal justice system, in our society, is that acceptable? No. It's not.
Right.
In terms of a human being trying to basically protect your child from, I don't know, was he a predator? We don't know the answer to that.
Right.
You know, if he was, then it makes a little more sense as to why someone may react that way. Not saying it's good, not saying you should do that, but I think it's almost a natural human instinct to try and protect your child if you realize something like that could be going on. Again, just conjecture, nothing has been charged in the way of that right now. But there's so many questions.
And you hit it right there. I think no matter what spurred it, he acted on instinct. From what we see, from what we're seeing, especially since they're going to claim crime of passion, you know, for defense. Yeah, that was crime of passion. It's an instinctual reaction he had. I'm sorry that he happened to be holding a firearm when he had the instinct, because it's going to cost him a lot more as well as, you know, the judge, you know, because again, we don't know anything, but now someone else is deprived of another life.
Yeah.
Because now remember this, as I think it's important to remember in all these cases, the victim is gone, but the other victims are the people's in that judge's life. You know, there might have been people that loved and cared for him very deeply that are now deprived of him because of the sheriff's choice of instinct, you know, to take a life.
Yeah. Well, and also, I mean, and that's something that, that should be thought about on the sheriff's part. Clearly he did not. Of you do this, you're taking yourself out of your daughter's life as well. And, yep. And if that's ultimately your goal is to be there, there's other ways of dealing with this where you can remain in your daughter's life because she probably needs you and not behind bars. But unfortunately, that's where he's going to go because of that reaction. It's going to be fascinating, yep. though, to see where this all goes. And that's ultimately where it goes to sentencing and what's appropriate when you find out news of whatever nature that was.
Yeah, it's just, I hate these cases just because there's nothing but sadness and tragedy all around it.
Yeah.
And because again, the people I'm thinking of right now are the judge, the sheriff's daughter and the family around the judge.
Sure. Yeah. Lots of questions and not a lot of answers and probably a lot of, reconciling who that individual was, if there is something there.
And you know, here's my conjecture. We're probably going to hear some creepy things.
Yeah. And that's a lot to take, especially if you're the family and you're not there, then they don't have the opportunity to reconcile that with the person that, you know, allegedly is doing the abuse, if that's part of it. They're just kind of left to wonder. They only saw this one side, but maybe there was this whole other side they didn't know. It's going to leave a lot of unanswered questions at the end of the day. A lot more people suffering than need to be.
That's what it is. This is a case of suffering.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and feast on the good stuff.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's
watching. We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.